This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We call it a Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Our resident motoring journalist, Rashawn Naidu, will be sharing his first-hand experience and impression on this new car that a lot of people are raving about, right? And I am dying to find out. It is a new Citroen C3 Aircross. People say it's easy on the wallet. They say it has a funky design. We've got to hear all about it. But there's a little detail that we're going to take as well, because we want to find out about a particular experience. It's called the Audi driving experience, where we are going to soak into this adrenaline pumping detail, to the event that actually happened. And Prashawn will be sharing just that much as we get into that conversation. He's already with us on the line right now. Prashawn, we're live. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Colin. Good on yourself. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a while since we spoke.
It's been a long, long time, eh? How's everything? Excited to be chatting to you again, man.
I mean, things are fantastic, but I'm just dying to find out a little more about this car that everyone is speaking about. Your life is quite the experience. Tell me about it. What are the essentials, like the price tags on the Citroen C3 Aircross, and how did it perform on the road? That's what I want to know.
It was quite a lovely car, Colin. I must admit, it was priced at 344,000 Rand, so quite good on the affordability side. Nowadays, cars are just expensive.
I know.
And it's a B-segment, compact mid-size SUV, so to say, and it has a lot of space, a lot of room, and it looked quite elegant. Performance-wise, Colin, it was nice. It had a 1.2-litre turbocharged petrol motor. Mm. It had enough consumption.
Yeah. Torque.
Obviously, it's quite a small engine, but it had enough ample power, handled the bumps, the potholes would ease intact, and it just did it in style. And I must admit, it was quite frugal. I achieved about 7 liters per 100 kilometers. Highest I've seen is 7.58 if you're heavy on the foot, but they do claim consumption is 6.5, and it's quite nice, a nice 6-speed manual. Overall, I think it's quite a very lovely, enjoyable product.
I love that so far. Let's talk exterior and interior. What were the standout features, and were there any aspects that didn't quite hit, that mark?
I think the French do definitely have a flair when it comes to designing their cars, especially with the Citroen. They've always been ahead of the game, and I think that this car does, showcase what they used to be. And yeah. I quite like that it's modern, it's fresh, the design, the lines. Everything blends quite well. I think inside was nice, very basic. It has a nice 10-inch infotainment screen, all the nice kitted out bells and whistles there, but it's very, very basic. Your club upholstery, lots of room, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, lots of hard plastics. It did have a few safety features, like obviously your electronic stability control, anti-lock brakes. But one thing that actually kind of bothered me was that it had 2 airbags. I think they maybe did that because of cost cutting, so they could make this car affordable. And, overall, quite a well-rounded vehicle. And I think the features and cost, it's within that bracket.
Now, it wouldn't be, the best car if it didn't have competitors. Let's talk about those. Is there anything, what's your personal take? How does it stack up against all those competitors, if there are any?
So I think it's quite interesting because of how the market is. I think it stacks up against the Chery Tiggo 4 Pro, Suzuki Grand Vitara, Toyota Urban Cruiser, Haval Jolion, and Kia Sonet. And that's just to name a few. And I think how it stacks up, its pricing is quite the sweet spot. I think if they just, amped up the antiques and given it more airbags, I think it would be quite a justifiable product. But overall, very lovely. I've driven the Haval Jolion. That was stunning. That was had all the kits and bells and whistles. Obviously, it's almost 100 grand more. But I mean, I think in the space, I think I would take the Haval, to be honest with you, just because of what I would be getting personally with all those features, all that tech. Even the Chery Tiggo 4 Pro is lovely.
Right.
But yeah, that's just my 2 cents.
Prashawn, I literally need to jump into your life because you are a busy guy. There's an experience you had. It's, courtesy of the Audi driving experience this time. I mean, you did it last year and you had to do it again this year. Tell me what were the essential differences between, last year and this year when you did it?
Oh, I know, Colin, what a predicament I was in. This is a good one to be in. But this time was more exciting. I did a lot of hot laps around the track. It was quite Yeah, it was fantastic. Kyle Army Grand Prix track. I got to learn the circuit. Last year, it was more, you know, it was similar to everything. So what I can say is the day consisted of three sequences. The first was a high-speed braking obstacle avoidance with ABS braking in the RS3.
Yeah.
The second one was involved in taking the Audi RS4 halfway through the circuit to understand the corners, you know, where to apply the brakes and just understanding the track in overall. And then finally, we took the RS3 on one stretch of the track where we did some hard braking into the corners just so we knew how to master the speed. And I was there till like 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in the last final, I was, my team and I, the media fleet, we all did hot laps around the track in the RS3, about like at least 10, just giving it a go and really putting our skills to its, you know, learning what we've learned and putting it on to practical. And it was just, it was so, so great, and really soaked up every moment of it.
Now you really have to take me next time you go. I want to chat now about the RS models. Obviously, they are popular. Which one actually stirred up your soul, except the RS models? Because you can have a lot to talk about, actually, the whole day. Take me about, you know, the cost of it, and would it be a good fit for an average Joe?
You know what? I think so. It is quite... I think it's good for anyone who needs the expertise and wants to sharpen their driving skills. It's quite a great course. Very simple, very straightforward, but effective, especially if you're going to drive out. And obviously the cars, Colin, I had the RS3 was the choice, the RS4, RS5. I think the RS3 was just the perfect compact powerhouse with a punch. I loved every moment being in that car. The RS4 was nice. It was quite versatile, had a lot more power. And RS5 is the same, similar in power, just more different aerodynamics, so to say. But I think the RS3 was just the pocket rocket that kept on giving. And it, a lot of people kept on saying it sounds like a little baby R8, and it actually did. It actually did. But very fantastic. And anyone that's looking for this course, I think it might be good for you to check it out.
Right. So for us to wrap things up, let's talk about the price for this experience. Do you think it equips participants with confidence to become better drivers generally?
I think it would definitely give drivers a good good background. I think always doing, sharpening your skills, whether it be with other, you know, brands or whatever, I think always going for a defensive driving course is necessary as a driver, because you just need to know that whether it's trying to escape a situation like an attempted hijacking or whether it's trying to, you know, handle the roads and be more alert, I think these courses are so much more effective than what we traditionally taught with the K53. And I think the pricing, yes, the pricing is not cheap. Initially, the launch price last year was 9,100 rand, but I see it's increased to 16,000 rand. So it's a lot to digest and take in. As far as I'm concerned, it's still quite a lovely course. But I think, you know, as a consumer, don't take my word for it. Go do your research. Go look for other courses. But I think this one was one of those ones that really taught me a lot and helped me in a lot of situations, especially the attempted hijacking situations. It really helped me.
Oh my, that is a fantastic experience as it sounds. Let's wrap it up because we have to pay bills quite soon. You're going to give us a helpful tip, motoring tip, and the soothing hot jam to toss it off this week, you know?
All right, thank you. Good, sir. All right, so driving is about responsibility, not a competition. And obviously, this is more for the younger crowd out there. If your friends are pressuring you to speed or race, remember that peer pressure on the road can lead to dangerous situations that you do not want to be in. It's always better to stay in control and drive at a nice, easygoing pace, no matter what anybody says. And the real test of a good driver is obviously knowing when to say no to any risky dangerous behavior. Just say no and then keep yourself and others safe. And we're going to end off with Alder Brook featuring Shimza Places.
All right. Thank you so much. It always is a great time chatting to you, Prashewin. Until I catch you next time.
Thank you so much, Colin. Have a blessed one, and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.